Another Gezman, the reading in the Torah, a portion read at a different time, sort of brings us in that time period. This week we have the laning of Rosh Hashanah. Both the first and second days of Rosh Hashanah, the Kriya is from this week's parasha, parasha's Vayera. And Sfarim say, therefore, that Vayera, we get a Heora, sort of a flashback into Rosh Hashanah once again. Connect us with the Vart from the Rishana, that Marcheshvan comes from the word Marachshen, which means moving. The lips are still moving. We haven't yet really left the aura of Tishrei. And the fact that we read the Kriya of Rosh Hashanah in Marcheshvan is a hint. The Torah hints to us, because the Torah is written in such a way and was given to us in such a way that the parashios that we read at a given time have to do with that time. That itself tells us that Rosh Hashanah extends into Mar Cheshvan, and that's the whole goal, the whole purpose of all that we did in Tishrei has to extend into Mar Cheshvan. But Vayera is read in Mar Cheshvan, not in Tishrei. Vayera means as he appeared and he revealed himself. Vayera is a lashon of his galus, as Unkelus translates, v'iskeli, revelation. One would think that in Tishrei we experienced revelation. In Mar Cheshvan there's concealment. As we mentioned last week, Mar Cheshvan is Akrev, the Mazel Akrev. The Akrev is a creature associated with Hester Panim, with concealment. The Akrev, therefore, does not harm in Yerushalayim. Like Hizik Nachash V'Akrev B'Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the city of revelation, as we see in this week's parasha as well, at the end by the Akedah. Vayikra Avram Shem HaMokom Hahu Hashem Yir'eh Asher Ye'omer Behar Hashem Ye'ro'eh Yira Ye'ro'eh Vayera. The Akrev is not in Yerushalayim because the Akrev is concealment. Mar Cheshvan from Loshon Merirus Merida, we enter into the Merida of this world. And yet we read Vayera, and we experience revelation, because the goal is, as we mentioned many times, and it has to be repeated, because that's what the whole Tachlis is, as the Medrash says, that the reason why Hashem created the world was because Nis'ave HaKadosh Baruch Hu Li'ois Lo'idira B'Tachtonim, that Hashem has this desire to dwell in the lowly worlds, dafke betachtoinim, not in the olam ha'elyonim, not in the spiritual realm, but in the physical. And he gave us the power to be able to transform the gashmias into ruchnias, and that's the avoda of Mar Cheshvan. In Tishrei, we are kuloi ruchni. We are surrounded only with ruchnias. In Mar Cheshvan, we have to go down and deal with the gashmias. And that perhaps is hinted to us at the pasuk at the beginning of this week's parasha. Vayera Elov Hashem be'Eloine Mamre. Hashem appears to Avraham in the plains of Mamre. And of course we know what Rashi says. Mamre was the one who gave him the Eitz al Hamila. But what's bothering Rashi, of course, is why does he have to say be'Eloine Mamre? We know that already. Avraham hasn't moved from there. We know that that's where he is now. He's in Hebron. He's in Eloine Mamre. Or perhaps what bothers Rashi is, why doesn't the pasuk say Vayera Elov Hashem be'Hebron? Why is it necessary to refer to this area as the plains of Mamre? So besides what Rashi says, perhaps we can delve into this a little more, that Mamre comes from the word Mamrim Hayisemim Hashem, which means rebellious. Vayera Elov Hashem even be'elone Mamre. A Yid is zeichet to revelation even in a time of Mamre, in a time of Mamrim Hayisemim Hashem, in a time of Merida, in a time when Mazel Akrev rules. Eloine Mamre is Begematria Akrev. Vayere Elov Hashem Be'eloine Mamre, at the time when we have to deal with Merirus, Mamre Miloshan Merirus, Miloshan Merida, when everything we see around us is counter to Hashem, is the opposite of Kedusha. And that's the Tachlis. The Tachlis is that we should bring Hashem into the Tachtonim, B'Tachtonim. B'Tachtonim is B'Gematria Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is the Tachtoin compared to Tishrei. Tishrei is the Elyon, is Olam HaSo Elyon. Mar Cheshvan is down below. And the goal is to go down below and to elevate the world of Mamre, to elevate the Mamrim Hayisem, to elevate the Gashmias into Ruchnias. And that's what Avraham Avinu is doing here. And Chazal tell us that we learn out from these psukim that G'dayla hachnosas orchim yoisrim b'kabolas p'nei hashchina. Kabolas p'nei hashchina is Chodesh Tishrei. Tishrei, everyone is being mekabel p'nei hashchina. That's what we're busy with, working on ourselves. Everyone's doing tshuva. Everyone's involved in all the mitzvahs of the month, Yerach Ha'esonim. Mar Cheshvan is a time to deal with the outside, to take the outside and bring it in, to take that which is on the outs and to elevate it. That's Hachnasas Orchim. Rashi says here that Avraham Avinu was sitting by the entrance of the tent. So Rashi says, what was he doing there? He was sitting there, lirois im yesh oiver v'shov. He wanted to see if there were any passerbyers, any guests, so he could bring them into his home. Why does Rashi use the words oiver v'shov? Lirois im yesh anoshim, or lirois im yesh orchim. What does oiver v'shov mean? Oiver means passes and returns. It sounds like people going back and forth. The Medrash says that Avraham Avinu opened up a new derech, and Avraham Avinu opened up the path for the oivrim v'shovim, meaning those who are oiver, those who have violated, those who have transgressed that which the Torah requires of us and want to do tshuva. And that's what the words oiver v'shov really mean. Lirois to see im yesh oiver, if there's anyone out there that was oiver, anyone out there that violated, that sinned. And Avram gave them the opportunity to return. Oiver v'shov, that the first Baal Tshuva movement. Avram was the father of the Tshuva movement. Because Avram Avinu's Avodah was to take people who had fallen, people who have been distanced from Avodas Hashem and bring them back, bring them close. And Chazal say that that's greater than Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Hachnosas Orchim is greater than Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. And that's the Avoda of Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan, when a Yid goes down into the Tachtoin, B'Tachtoinim, Dira B'Tachtoinim, as we said before, B'Tachtoinim, B'Gematria Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, to do what? To elevate the Gashmias, as we call it, to be ma'ala de nitzutzais, birure ha nitzutzais, b'loshan ha-kabbalah, sifting the sparks, elevating the sparks of Kedusha that have fallen, because of the shviras ha-kelim, kiyadua and the svarim, that after all the chatoyim, chatei tzadas, and so on, and our chatoyim, we cause like an explosion, a bomb, fragments, pieces are scattered all over. Those are the nitzutzais, and they have to be scattered, and they have to be brought back. That's the Avoda of Mar Cheshvan. In Mar Cheshvan, we go down into the world and deal with the Oiver V'shov and bring the outside in. That's Hachnosas Orchem. And that's the Avoda now, and the Parsha is being Menachem us. The Parsha is consoling us that Dafka here, we experience Vayera, that a Yid could experience revelation in Mar Cheshvan, in Eloinei Mamre, in the world of Mamrim Hayisem Im Hashem. And we see this at the end of the parasha. At the end of the parasha, Avraham Avinu is told another good piece of news, besides the good piece of news that he's told at the beginning here by Malach Michoel, who tells him that Sarah is going to give birth to Yitzchak. He's also told that Yitzchak's soulmate has been born. Vayugad la'Avraham le'emar, hine yolda milka gamhi banim l'nochar achicha es utz b'chayre v'yaz buz achiv. Besuel, and it says, Besuel Yolad es Rivka. Rivka is born. As the Arachayim is Masber here, all the people mentioned here were all wicked, they were all Rishoyim. And Rivka was the only tzaddikus, like a thorn surrounded by, like a rose rather, surrounded, Kishayshana ben Achoychim, like a rose surrounded by thorns and thistles that has to be plucked out. Which is the whole concept of Birure Hanitzutas, Aliyas Hanitzutas, sparks of Kedusha that are trapped in the tumma that have to be elevated, that have to be pulled out. And that's dafka through the avoda in tachtoinim, dafka when a yid goes down into the world and deals with either whether it's in business, whether it's when one walks out in the street, when one has challenges, nisyonos, and he passes the nisyonos, when we are eating and drinking, when we are oisek and gashmius, and we do it l'shem shamayim, and we do it with the proper kavanas, what we're doing is we are pulling out sparks of kedusha from imkei haklipos, which is what we see at the end of the parasha here. Rivka is revealed. Rivka is taken out of the imkei haklipos. And that's the avodah of Ma'ar Cheshvan. And in many respects, that's higher than Tishrei. That's the concept of Hachnasas Orchim, but it's greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. Here, in this parasha of Ayera, which is a very rich parasha, there are a lot of different topics. Some we discussed in previous years. We always try to say something new. We find that when the Malach came to tell Sarah that she's going to have a child, the pasuk says, "V'sara shoy ma'as pesach ha'oihel." Sarah heard by the entrance of the tent, "V'hu acharav," and he was behind him. What does that mean? What does "V'hu acharav" mean? And he was behind him. Who was behind him? So Rashi says the entrance was behind him, meaning behind the Malach. The Malach was talking outside. Sarah was inside. So "V'hu acharav." The door was behind him, behind the Malach. That's how Rashi learns. Targum Yonason says something totally different here. Targum Yonason ben Aziel says, "V'hu is Yishmael." Yishmael was hiding. Yishmael was behind the door. He heard the news. Yishmael didn't like what he heard. Yishmael doesn't want that there should be another child. Yishmael believes that he is the only one. He's the Yachid. He is the only child of Avraham Avinu. Especially that Avraham said, "Lu Yishmael Yichye Lefanecha," as we saw in last week's parasha. Tells us the Sar Sholem of Belz, the Belzer Rebbe, Reb Sholem of Belz, first Belzer of, that this is why Sarah left. Everyone asks, why did Sarah left? But Titzchak Sarah Bekir Baleimar. How could it be that Sarah left? Sarah didn't believe. Sarah didn't have Emunah. So the Belzer Rebbe says as follows. He says, no, Sarah saw that Yishmael heard the news. B'hu acharav. She was afraid that Yishmael would instill an ayin hara. Yeah, Yishmael has the power to instill ayin hara. She was worried about ayin hara, so she made a joke out of it. She laughed. She made believe that she didn't believe it. So when Yishmael will hear that, he'll dismiss it. Ah. She doesn't believe it anyway. Don't worry. Nothing's going to happen. That's why she left. That's what the Sar Shalom of Belz says. And he goes on to explain why Hashem was upset. Anyway, it's a whole arichas. We find not only here that Yishmael is mentioned, but Yishmael is mentioned later when Yitzchak is born. Sarah sees Yishmael being mitzachek. Yishmael is having a good time with Yitzchak, introducing him to negative ideas, introducing him to Avoy Dezor, Gili Arayis, and Shvichas Donim, as Rashi says, and Sarah says, Gorei Sha'ama Hazayz V'yaz B'na, we have to get rid of him. Later, Yishmael returns, and at the end of the parasha, he's back. And when Avram goes to the Akedah, Yishmael is there too. In fact, the whole Akedah says, came after the words of Yishmael, who tells Yitzchak that I'm greater than you. You had a bris when you were 8 days old, and I was 13 years old, and Yitzchak responds that if Hashem tells me to give myself up completely, I'll do it, and that's what the Akedah proves. The Akedah proves that Yitzchak is the true child of Avraham Avinu, Kiyodua. What's the idea of V'hu Acharav, that Yishmael is listening and he hears the news, and as a result, Sarah laughs, Sarah is trying to remove the Ayin Hara from Yishmael? Parshas Vayera has 147 psukim in it. The word to remember how many psukim Vayera has is Amnon. Amnon is equal to 147. That's how many psukim Vayera has. What does Amnon have to do with Parshas Vayera? Amnon is an individual in Tanakh who wasn't such a tzaddik, if it's that Amnon. The Parshas, we're not mentioning any specific person. It's just a word that we're using. So what does the word Amnon have to do with Vayera? It's Yadua from the Chedushei Harim. The Chedushei Harim said that according to one opinion in the Gemara, it was Malach Michoel, the one who gave over the good news, the Besorah Toiva, the Besorah that Yitzchak was going to be born, Aye Sara Ishtecha, that this was the same Malach who went and saved Lot from Sodom. Rashi says it was Raphael, the one who healed Avraham. That's another opinion. That's the opinion of the Medrash. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says it was Michael. Michael, the one who was Mevaser Sora, was the one who saved Lot. Why? Says the Chiddushi Harim, an amazing idea. And he says that really it's one shlichus, because l'cho'ere ain malach echad oyser shtei shlichus. If you say it's malach refoil, at least refuah and hatzolah is one thing, as Mepharshim explained. It's not a stira to ain malach echad oyser shtei shlichus. Healing, saving, it's all refuah, hatzolah is really one thing. But if we say it's malach michoel, the one who was mevaser sora, and then he went ahead and he saved Lot, what's the connection? Those are two different shlichios. Of course, you could say that ein malach echad oyser shtei shlichos is only at one time. This happened later. It's not really a kasha. But anyway, the Chiddush Yerim says that the question that the malach asks Avraham Avinu here, aye Sora ishtecha, is not just where is Sora, your wife, just to be able to give over the good news to Sora. There's a lot more here than that. Aye Sora ishtecha. He's making a point. Because Avram's answer to that was, Hine bo'oihel. She's not here. She's in a tent. She's concealed from view. She's a tsnua. Lohidiyash et tsnua hoisa. She's modest. Because in most homes, the wife will come out and serve the guests, talk to the guests, sit down, chat. And Sarah's not visible at all here. She's in her ohel, even though she's cooking. And she's certainly, from where she is, very much involved in the Hachnasas Archim here, but you don't see her at all. She's not there. And this brings us to the famous Chazal, why Ammon and Moab, as we know, are disqualified from entering into Klal Yisrael. Loyove Ammonim, Loyove V'Kahal Hashem, says the Pasuk, why? Al Dvar Asher Lo Kidvu Eschem Ba'alechem Uvamayim Ba'derech B'tzeizchem Imitzroyim. And, of course, the question, though, is then, the question is, so how is Rus allowed to marry Boaz, if the Pasuk says, Lo yovei amonu umayovi b'kahal Hashem, and the Teretz ki yodua, that only the males, al dvar asher lukidmu eskan ba'alechem uvamayim, but females, they're not supposed to go out and greet with bread and water, so the Torah is not excluding the females, only the males. Where do we know that? Where does it say, though, that the females are not obligated to go out and greet with bread and water like the males? That we know from here. That was the point. The Malach questioning Avraham Avinu, Aye Sara Ishtecha. So where is your wife? Ba'ohel. So why is she not coming out to help you serve? Tznius, kol kavud vas melech panima. Aha. Then if that's the case, then later on in history, Rus will be able to marry Boaz. So if Rus could marry Boaz, we have to save Lot. That's the connection. If Sarah was not at Sunua, if Sarah was out there serving, so then the women of Ammon and Moab would be just as disqualified as the men. Because then that means the Torah disqualifies all those who were supposed to go out and greet, women included. But from here we see women are not supposed to go out and greet. So if the Torah connects the prohibition of Ammon and Moab entering Klal Yisrael to greeting, greeting is only for men, not for women. So the men are disqualified, the women are not. So Michael, who is the one who asks the question, Aye Sara Ishtecha, revealing that Sara is a tsnua, he's the one who goes and saves Lot. Because now we can save Lot. Now that we've revealed that women are tsnuas, called Kavut of Asparach Panima, so the women of Ammon and Moab may marry Jewish men, they may convert and marry Jewish men, so Rus will be allowed, Lovei Bakoho. Later on, this was a major dispute among the Chacham, and most didn't agree with what Boaz did. They agreed with Doeg HaAdomi, that women are disqualified too. But over here, Malach Michoel was not only coming to say good news that Sarah was going to have a child. He was coming to say good news that there's going to be Malchus Beis David, and Malchus Beis David is going to come from Lot, and women in the Schus of Tznius, called Kavud of Asmelech Panima, is the Gematria David ben Yishai Meshichecha. David ben Yishai Meshichecha will come in the schus of Kol Kavud of Asmelech Panima. We see in these psukim, in the whole story that's taking place here, in the Vayera El of Hashem, this is all a poel demyoni for Yemais HaMashiach. Everything that's happening here is preparation for the future. Chazal tell us, Rashi brings it here, that not only did they ask Sarah, did they ask Avraham, where is Sarah? They also asked Sarah, where is Avraham? On the word Elov, Ayoimru Elov, there are three dots. On this, the three dots are on the Aleph Yud Vav. So Rashi brings it from Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that whenever you have a word with more dots than letters, then you have to darshan the dots, and not the word, not the letter doesn't have a dot on it. So on the Lamed, there's no dot. So if you remove the Lamed from Elov, you have Ayo. So they, not only did they say Aye, they also said Ayo. In other words, they asked him about her, and they asked her about him. Now, based on this Chedushe Harim, we understand why they wanted to know where she is, to prove a point that she's a tsnua, and this would later on enable Rus to marry into the family. But why did they ask her where he is? What was that? What was the purpose of that? And Rashi brings down here that you're supposed to ask the host about the hostess, and the hostess about the host. But what does that have to do with Malchus Beis David? And the other pshat that Rashi brings here is that they asked him where she is in order to send her kois shel bracha, because they benched on a kois of wine. They wanted to send her kois shel bracha. That's the minute to send the wife kois shel bracha. The Gemara says in Pesachim that when Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be a major meal, a big seuda, and at the end of the seuda, there's going to be a discussion among all the tzaddikim at the time, who is to bench. They're going to ask Avraham to bench, and he's going to say, I can't, because I had Yishmael. They're going to ask Yitzchak to bench, he's going to say, I can't, I had an Esav. They're going to ask Yaakov to bench, he's going to say, I can't, I married two sisters. When it comes to David, David's going to say, Ani avarech, veli no'el avarech. I will bench, and I have the right to bench. Shenemar, kois Yeshuais Esa, uveshem Hashem Ekra. Tells us the Megala Amuka is Esa is Rosh Hatevis Aye Sara Ishtecha. Kais Yeshua is Esa Uveshem Hashem Ekra. David is going to bench. David is the result of the Aye Sara Ishtecha. Because she's a tsnua, therefore Rus was allowed to marry. And David is an oirach, he's a guest. The halacha is the balabayis cuts the chala and the guest benches. So David says, I'm a guest because I come from Rus. Rus is a Gioris. I'm not really, I wasn't always part of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, when they asked, where Sarah is, they wanted to send her Kois Shel Bracha. It was a remnant to the Kois Shel Bracha of David HaMelech. David's going to bench in the Suda of La'osid Lavoi when Malchus Beis David is restored. But why did they ask her about him? But it's really Pashut. Because the pasuk says, "Al devar asher lekidmu eschem balechem uvamayim," meaning the prerequisite to be part of Am Yisrael, you have to be willing to do chesed. You have to be willing to give bread and water to others. You have to be willing to feed others, to give feed others food literally, and feed others Torah and feed others Yiddishkeit, which is what Avraham did. Right here, Avraham is giving lechem and mayim. Yukach norma at mayim ve'ekcha pas lechem. We're asking Sarah, where's Avram? What's Avram doing? Oh, Avram is giving lechem and mayim. And then we're asking Avram, well, where's your wife? She's not giving lechem and mayim. At the same time that Avram is, she's not. Not at a, we're talking about the exact same meal. That proves that men go out and the women don't, if it's dealing with men. The men are supposed to be Isaac and Chesed, and the women in Sneas. And therefore, when they asked her about him, it was the same question, just like they're asking him about her, and she's a Tznua. When is she a Tznua at the same time that he's giving Lechem and Mayim to the Malachim, who he thinks are people? He doesn't only think they're people. He thinks they're idol worshippers. He thinks they're Arviyim. That Rashi brings the Lashon Arviyim Shemeshtachavim La'avak Raglehem. They're the lowest people. They bow down to the dust that they walk on. Idol worshippers. Those people Avram brings into his home. Oyve v'shov. Meaning that you don't have to be born into the fold in order to join. And that's what Avram Avinu is megala here. Because if that's the case, then there's no such thing as Geirim or Geirois. The concept of Geirim and Geirois would not exist at all. You would have to be born, you would have to have a father and a mother that are Jewish, otherwise it's not possible to join Klal Yisrael. Avram taught otherwise. Avram brought in the Orchim. David is the Oirach, because David comes from Rus. That's why Yishmael is listening. Yishmael is listening to this. V'hu Acharav. Yishmael doesn't want this to happen. Yishmael is trying to prevent Malchus Beis David from being revealed. He did it then and he's doing it now. We know that the neshama of a yid has five parts to it. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. A yid has five chelkei hanefesh. A goy doesn't have that. Where's Yechida revealed? Yechida, the fifth level of the neshama, is revealed in Parshas Vayera. It's in this parasha. Because here the Torah says, and this is the only time in the entire Chumash where this word appears, by the Akeda, Kachna es bincha es Yechidecha. Yechida is only for Klal Yisrael. Goy doesn't have that. And that's the Pinta Liyid, that's the Mogein Avraham, which Agav, the Chedushi Harim, also, you mentioned him before, Schusa Yogan Aleinu, he also says, Mogen Avraham, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogen Avraham is going on the Pintel Yid, it's going on Yechid, it's going on what they call the Shoyrish HaNelam, the hidden root that exists by each and every Yid. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogen Avraham is B'gematria Shoyrish HaNelam. And that's what's revealed here. Vayera Elof Hashem Ba'eloine Mamre. After the bris, where Avraham Avinu is no longer Avram, he is now Avraham with a hey. Why a hey? Because he has now the five Chelkei HaNefesh. He's now a Yid. He has Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. So naturally, Yishmael wants that too. Yishmael says he also is circumcised. He deserves Yechida as well. He deserves all five Chalakim. But the Pasuk says here, V'hu Acharav. V'hu Acharav is B'gematria Avram, without a hey. Yishmael is not connected to Avraham. Yishmael is only connected to Avram. That's 243, not 248. Yishmael doesn't have the five chalakim, even though the whole religion is based on five, because they're trying to take it. They're trying to take it away from us. Five times davening every day. It's all because they want yechida. Yishmael knows that a Jew has this yechida, this shayrish hanelam, which he does not have. And Yishmael is dying to get it throughout this parsha. Over here, the hu acharav, later when Yitzchak is born, and then by the akedah. But Hashem says, Kachna es bincha es yechidecha es Yitzchak. Yechida is not Yishmael, Yechida is Yitzchak. Avraham even thinks that maybe it's Yishmael. When Hashem said yechidecha, Rashi says, Avraham said, Ze yachid li'imai ve ze yachid li'imai. They're both yechidim, they're both unique, because they're both the only child of their mother at that time. That was Hagar's only child, and Yitzchak is Sarah's only child, the Pashtas. So even Avraham, Kaviyachol, is mistaken that maybe Yishmael deserves Yechida. No, Yechida is connected to Mashiach. Mashiach is going to reveal Yechida, ki yadua. Mashiach is called, in Sfarim, he's referred to as the Yechida HaKlolis. The general, the Neshama Klolis, the Yechida HaKlolis of Klal Yisrael, because he's going to reveal this level of the Neshama in each and every one of us. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have it fully. Moshe Rabbeinu was Chaya, the fourth level. Mashiach is Yechida. Es Yechidecha is B'gematria Melech HaMashiach. That Yechida is Mashiach. Yishmael is the Mesnaged to Mashiach. Mashiach ben David in particular. Ki Yadua, what the Megala Amukas brings it down, Mashiach ben Yosef will attack Esav, because as we know, Yosef is Sitno Shel Esav. Yosef is the rival of Esav. When Yosef was born, Yaakov says to Lavan, I'm not afraid of Esav anymore because I have Yosef. Yosef Esav Lakash. Once Yosef is born, we're not afraid of Esav. Yishmael, though, has to come on to David. David Amelech, Mashiach ben David, is going to conquer Yishmael. The Oivav Albish Boishes, the Olav Yotzitz Nizrei. Who's the Oyev? Who's the enemy of Klal Yisrael? There are two kinds of enemies. There's the Sone and the Oyev. Sometimes you'll find the Torah uses the word Sone. Sometimes you'll find the Torah uses the word Oyev. Tells us the Chidah, I believe. The Sone is Esav. Esav Sone Liyakov, ki yadua the Lashon of Chazal. Oyev is Yishmael, which is worse than Sone. From the word Oyev. Oyev is Oyev. It's terrible. It's worse. It's Golus Yishmael. Golus Yishmael is the last piece of Gol, the last part of Golus, last brekel of Golus, where Edom and Yishmael unite. At the end of Golus, when it's sort of siphoned to Yishmael, Yishmael takes over the Golus and tries to prevent Malchus Beis David from being revealed. We see this in Parshas Vayera, because Vayera is the parsha of Mashiach. Lech Lecha is the parsha of Nisyonos, is Avraham Avinu dealing with this world. Vayera is really the reward. Because of Lech Lecha comes Vayera. Vayera Elav Hashem, like La'osid Lavoi, V'roa Kol Basayachtav, Kipi Hashem Dibre, the entire world experiences revelation. But while that's going to happen, and we see it mamish now in our time, B'diyuk, that while Mashiach is coming, Yishmael is trying to stop it. Whether he knows it or not. Yishmael is trying to prevent Am Yisrael from returning to Eretz Yisrael. He's trying to prevent Yerushalayim from being given over to Klal Yisrael. He's trying to prevent us from going to the Makom HaMikdash, Pashtus. We see it clearly today. No explanations needed. And that is already here in this parasha. V'hu Acharav. He heard the news then, and he tried to instill an ayin hara that Sarah shouldn't even have a baby. Sarah laughs. Sarah tries to remove the ayin hara, which she succeeds in doing, but she's punished anyway, or sort of scolded. Hashem says, "Ha'af umnam eled." Rather, "Hayipale me'Hashem davar lama zetzach ha'kasar leim." "Ha'af umnam eled v'ani zakanti hayipale me'Hashem davar lamoya it oshev elechok eschayu l'sara bein." Why? What's the problem? Sarah laughed because she wants to dispel the ayin hara. No, Hashem's taina to Avraham about Sarah was, there's no need to do that. She didn't even have to worry about the ayin hara of Yitzchak. The koyach of emuna is so great that emuna removes ayin hara. Ayin hara is only, as the Sfarim explained, if you don't connect it to Hashem. The tzaddikim, it's known that whenever they were worried about an ayin hara, they would point their finger to the sky. They would say that a person is very smart or a person is very strong, and people were worried about ayin hara. Right away they would point to the sky. It's Hashem. Hashem did it. Once you say Hashem did it, there's no ayin hara. You don't have to worry about an ayin hara. Sarah doesn't have to worry about an ayin hara. Hashem made a promise. Hashem said that Yitzchak is going to be born. There's no need to worry. Total emunah. It's only with emunah that we get through all the difficulties. And that we see in our parasha. And we look in our parasha, we see all the aitzes, all the advice. The Torah gives us all the necessary advice to make the geula happen. We see Avraham is Isaac and Chesed. Chesed, ki yadu, it says, ma ya'asa adam v'yinotzel mechev leishel Mashiach, the Gemara asks. What should a person do to be saved from all the difficulties that are going to transpire prior to the arrival of Mashiach? Ya'asak b'toyru of gemilas chasodim in particular. Gemilas Chesed, kirev rechoikim. Today we see a mass Kiruv Rechoikim going on all over the world. Everyone's busy with Kiruv Rechoikim today. Even though years ago they spoke against it, some of them. But today everyone is involved. Everyone is Isaac in the Avoid of Avraham Avinu and Lahachnis Oiver Veshov. G'doy Lahachnosas Archim Yoysim Mikabolas Pnei Ashchina. Everyone today is trying to bring people back. What Avraham Avinu did. We're doing now what Avraham started 3,500 years ago. Avraham already paved the way then. Baruch Ata Hashem, Mogein Avraham. Ki Yadua, it says, we don't say Mogein Yitzchak, we don't say Mogein Yaakov. B'chachos min v'loy bahem, because it's the Avoid of Avraham Avinu that's going to bring the Geula. Whether it's the Tzedak of a Chesed that Avraham Avinu did, in the Schus of Tzedak, a G'dayel Tzedak Hashem Karevis Hasa Geula, the Achnos Has Orchim of Avraham Avinu, which today we see also in an unbelievable way all over, Achnos Has Orchim, Kiruv Rechoikim. That's the avodah that's going to bring Mashiach. And for women, it's the avodah of tznius, called kavud v'asmelach panima. As we see here, that itself was the, gave the impetus, it gave Michoel the reason to go and save Lot, because Sarah's a tznua, because Sarah's indoors, and she didn't come out. Therefore, later, Rus is able to marry Boaz. But there's a deeper meaning to that, because of the tznius, that's why Rus will marry Boaz. And Rus herself excelled in the midah of tznius, but the final schus that we're going to have that's going to bring us to the geula is the amuna, and that amuna we see by the akeda. By the akeda, we see amuna on the highest level, which totally defies logic. That's called hesach hadas. Hesach hadas means unexpected. When something happens unexpectedly, we say it happened by hesach hadas. So the Gemara says the Mashiach is going to come behesach hadas. He's going to come when no one expects it to happen. The Gemara says a metziah, an item that you find in the street that you didn't expect it, because if you, then it's not a metziah. You weren't looking for it. You were walking in the street, suddenly you see something on the floor, you pick it up. A metziah is behesach hadas. It comes unexpectedly. And the third item that the Gemara says, which no one would expect the Gemara would say that, is the akrev, a scorpion. It says that the sting of a scorpion comes unexpectedly. So the Gemara bunches these three, akrev, Mashiach, and Metziah. Chodesh Ma'acheshvan is the chodesh of the akrev. The bite of the sting of the scorpion comes unexpectedly. Chodesh Ma'acheshvan, as we mentioned last week, is the month in which Malchus Beis David was rebelled against. Malchus Beis David is revealed in this parasha in the word that has to do with the word Metziah. Because when it says that Hashem told Lot to get every family member out of Sodom, it says, Shtei Banecha Hanim Tso'os, your two daughters that are found. So the Gemara says, that's David HaMelech. It says, Matzasi David Avdi, Vehechen Matzasiv B'Sodom. Where is David HaMelech? In the most unexpected of locations. He's in Sodom. That's where he's found. That's where Lot and his two daughters are. They have to be rescued because Mashiach ben David has to be revealed. So Mashiach originates from the lowest spot on earth, which is Sodom, literally the lowest part below sea level, the lowest people, the worst sinners, who were not makdim lechem and mayim. That's the plea, that the people of Sodom did not do what Avram Avinu did. They didn't go out with lechem and mayim to other people. On the contrary, they were very against giving tzedakah. But the spark of Mashiach is in Lot and his daughters. Sodom. That's the most unexpected of places. That's where Mashiach is. Ma'acheshvan, which is the month of the Akrev, which is the creature that the Gemara says stings unexpectedly, is the month in which Chazal tell us the Chanukas Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi will take place. The Akrev is Yishmael. Yishmael is compared to an Akrev. Akrev is the Isis Aksa Rapsa. Terrible distress, terrible tsaros, aksa rapsa, the alaksa, like we had today when we talk about the Yishma'elim. Akrev is Yishmael. Chazal tells us that the akrabim in the desert were compared to bows, akrabim kekashtois, and Yishmael in this week's parasha is compared to the keshes, roiva kashas, and akrev is in the shape of a bow. They go like, so they walk around. Akrev is a keshes, that's Yishmael. In Ma'acheshvan, we learn about Yishmael. In Ma'acheshvan, when Chanukas Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi is supposed to take place, Yishmael tries to rear his head. Yishmael wants to prevent it from happening. We have to turn the Akrev into Rivka. If you take away the Ayin from Akrev, you put a Hay there, you have the Oisius Rivka. An Ayin and a Hay, Kiyadua, are Oisius that are interchangeable. You could change an Ayin to a Hay, to a Ches, to an Aleph. If you take the word Akrev and remove the Ayin, which the Ayin stands for the 70 nations, which in Ma'acheshvan we have to deal with the Ayin, with the 70 nations, with the Tumah of this world, when Mahapech the Ayin to the Hay that Avraham Avinu had added to his name, the Hay, which is the five Chalakim of the Neshama, which only we have, Yishmael doesn't have. And at the end of the parasha, Rivka is born. We learn about Leidas Rivka, which is Kamak the same Isis as Akrev, when Mahapech the Akrev, we elevate the Akrev, as we spoke about last week, Oisim Be'emer Ritzayin Kainam is Rosh HaTevis, Akrev, by Talmid HaChachamim it says Akitzos and Akitzes Akrev. There's an Akrev, the Kedusha. Ikar Bayis, as the Bnei Yisoscha says. Akrev is Ikar Bayis, the main house of the three Batim, of the three Batim Mikdosha, is the Bayis Hashlishi is the main one. But Yishmael is trying so hard to prevent the Bayis Hashlishi from being revealed, Dafka. Not the Bayis Hasheni, not the Bayis Harishon. Yishmael wasn't around then, or at least he wasn't causing trouble by the Bayis Harishon and the Bayis Hasheni. Because Yechida, which is what Yishmael wants to take away from us, the fifth level of the Neshama is going to be revealed, Dafke B'bayis HaShlishi. So that's why Sora says to Avraham Avinu, when she sees Yishmael being Metzachek with Yitzchak, and she's worried about the chinuch, the influence that Yishmael is having on Yitzchak, she says, Goreish ha'oma hazois v'yez b'no, ki lo yirash ben ha'oma hazois. Ki lo yirash ben ha'oma hazois is b'gematria B'bayis HaShlishi. He will not inherit the third bias. He's not Yechid. He has nothing to do with La'asid Lavoi. There is no Asid for Yishmael. Yishmael is not a Ben Olam Haba. Yishmael did not get a bris. What Yishmael had was an operation. It wasn't a bris. He has brisi okim as Yitzchak Davka, not with Yishmael. So Yishmael doesn't have the five levels. Yishmael is not connected to Avraham. He's only connected to Avram. Who Achrav Begamatri Avram. So that's why now, as Bayis HaShlishi is about to be revealed, Yishmael is again
causing trouble. Not only a genkot. This is where he's really. This is where it really is. This is where it comes to the to a head. It comes to a head as the geul is about to be revealed, as Malchus Beis David is about to be revealed in this world. And this we all learn in Mar Cheshvan, as we said, Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is Begamatria Malchus Beis David, because this is the Chodesh that was supposed to restore Malchus Beis David, because this is the Chodesh in which the rebellion against Malchus Beis David took place this week on Tesvav Cheshvan, as it says in Melachim. Therefore, the Avodah of Mar Cheshvan is to restore Malchus Beis David. And Malchus Beis David is going to fight Yishmael. Malchus Beis David, David HaMelech, who said, Li Noe Levarech, Kais Yeshua is Esa, Esa is Rosh HaTevis, Ayei Sara Ishtecha. And at the end of the parasha, we have another Aleph Shin Aleph, another Esa, and that is the Yirash Zaracha Eis Sha'ar Oivav, as we say in the Akedah, as we're really supposed to say every day. Eis Sha'ar Oivav is Aleph Shin Aleph, the Rosh HaTevis, the acronym of Eis Sha'ar Oivav is also Esa, is also Ayei Sara Ishtecha. Who's the Oyev? Who's the enemy we're referring to here? That because of the Akedah, Avram is being blessed now, that he will conquer the enemy, the Oyev. That's Yishmael. Yishmael is now Yishmael is now out of the picture. He's no longer part of Avram's family at all. And the Akedah proves that Yitzchak is the true descendant of Avram, and the only Yechidah. This is hinted at the beginning of the parasha as well. The Rosh HaTevis of Ayera Elav Hashem Be'elona is Oyev. The Oyev is the enemy. The Oyev is Yishmael. Yishmael is trying to prevent the Vayera Elav Hashem. Yishmael is trying to prevent the Hizgalus, the revelation of Hashem in this world, of Malchus Beis David. And this we all learn in Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan, which is, we're already in the second half of Mar Cheshvan, this Shabbos is Chof Mar Cheshvan, tonight is Yud Zayin, which was the day that the Mabel started. Mar Cheshvan is the month of Chinuch Bayis HaShlishi, Yerach Bul, Mazel Akrev. But it's the Chodesh Hashmini, it's the Himlech Ois Nun, it's the Chodesh Hashmini, the eighth month, the month in which we could be Zeichet to the Bechina of Shmini, which is the Shah HaNun. By Yeira El of Hashem, Rashi says, Levaker es HaChoyle. Avram Avinu was being visited, Avram was sick, Avram was a Choyle, Hashem came to be Mevaker Choyle him. Pashas Vayera is Mevaker Choyle Klal Yisrael. All of us feel like Cholim in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. We're all sick, we're love sick. Cholas Ahava, as it says in Shir HaShirim. We miss that Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina that we all felt in Tishrei. So we feel we're all sick. Hashem comes to visit us. Hashem is being Mevaker Cholim now. This is the parasha of Bikur Cholim. Hashem is Mevaker Cholim and brings us the parasha of Rosh Hashanah in Mar Cheshvan and tells us that you should know that the Avodah of Mar Cheshvan is even greater than Tishrei and that we can bring about in this Chodesh The level of Vayera, which is even higher than Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, which is the revelation of the Bayis HaShlishi, and we should be Zeichataka, that we should see the Mapola of Yishmael, because as Chazal tell us at the end of Chayisar, Al Pnei Kol Echov Nofol, the Eila told us Yitzchak, when Yishmael falls, that's when Yitzchak rises. When Yishmael, when Mashiach comes, it's dependent on the Ve'oiv of Al Bishboishas, Ve'ol of Yotzitz Nizrei, the Oyev, the enemy of Klal Yisrael, which today manifests itself in Yishmael, will be eradicated, the Tumah of Yishmael, the Klipa of Yishmael, the Klipa of Akrev, and will be Zeichet to the Iker Bayis, which is the Bayis HaShlishi, Sheyibonah B'mheir of Yomeinu, and as we end off the parasha, that Rivka is born, Rivka and Yitzchak together now build Klal Yisrael, from whom Malchus Beis David descends, and we should be Zeichet to all of this, immediately, in this Chodesh Mar Cheshvan.
Amen.